Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest-growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 170,000 listeners in over 70 countries. We have an incredible show for you today. We'll be bringing on my good friends at the Crystal Void Spiritual Center in Tacoma. First, they're having their monthly psychic fair this weekend, so if you are in the Tacoma, Seattle area or Portland area, please stop by. It's a beautiful place, and I guarantee you'll feel much better. After that, I'll be bringing in Judy Calley with some messages for the new year. Judy is one of America's most, best psychics, and then followed by Peter Roth. Now, Peter Roth is a fantastic psychic. He's located out of New York City, and Peter's also really, really good, so I'll be having him on for the rest of the hour. Then from 3 to 4 p.m., I'll be starting off the hour with a wonderful gentleman named James McMath. James has his own water company in New Mexico. He called Pristina Water Company, and he also was a student of Dr. Masaru Emoto's before he passed away in 2014. James will be talking about how we're all one, and he's a beautiful man and beautiful person, and I am so happy to have him on. After that, we'll be followed by speakers and presenters and some surprises during our second hour for people who will be coming to my Galactic Wisdom Conference, which will be on March 9th, 10th, and 11th here in Olympia, Washington, followed by special Hado vibrational sessions on March 12th and 13th, 12th and 13th, conducted by a fellow named Sirichiro Yoshinuchi, or a.k.a. Yoshi, who's one of the most famous Hado instructors in the world. He's a fascinating fellow, and we'll be talking about that during our second hour. Also, I want to thank everyone so much for supporting the program. I couldn't do it without everyone's help. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I also have a new television program called Out of This World TV, which broadcasts three times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays on Channel 22. In the Seattle Lower Puget Sound area, we have now about 55 episodes on YouTube, and they're all free. And I hope you enjoy that. In a couple of weeks, I'll be going on a trip, taking a small group of people to Peru. If you're interested in coming, the cost is only $350 per person. Just send me an email. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. We'll be going to Machu Picchu, Lake Titicaca, and we'll be visiting some amazing and incredible places, including entrances to the Hollow Earth. Also, I want to thank everyone around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and for their support of this program, including my dear friend Marco from Finland, Jan Rossini from California for her wonderful support, Anita from Dublin, Ireland, Mary and Elias Neuschwanger from Costa Rica, wonderful people, Dorothy from Montreal, and everyone around the world who've supported my show. I'd also like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, including the Crystal Void Spiritual Center in Tacoma. She'll be coming on in just a minute. The wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. Also, I want to take a minute now and ask everyone to please pray for my friend Orion. He's had some trouble with his cancer in his neck. A tumor got infected. And if you could please send Orion lots of love and light, I know it would really help. It helped him before when I asked for prayers last year, and he still needs some help, and I know it would be really appreciative. Also, Carolyn's dog, Katie, just had an eye operation. If you could send some love and light to her as well, that would be great. I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's designing my website and providing wonderful support. My friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, and of course Eric, without whose help I couldn't do this program at all. Also, I'd like to ask everyone to send lots of love and light to Masako Michiko Hayashi's mother, who had a stroke last year, and as well as Dr. William Mount in Tacoma. I know he's been having some health problems. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who have passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And finally, I found a beautiful place to move into in the Olympia area, but I'm a couple thousand dollars short. And if you'd like to donate to that, please go to GoFundMe, and it's under Ted's new Lightworker House, and you can find all the details there. Or you can send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I really appreciate your support. And this new house I found is fantastic. I'm about $4,000 or $5,000 short, and anything you can contribute would be really appreciated. With that, I'd like to go to my good friend, Deborah, from the Crystal Voyage Spiritual Center in Tacoma. And Deborah, hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. So we did change the name, so it's now Crystal Spirit Spiritual Center.
Okay. Okay, can
it's
you...
Crystal Voyage. It's Crystal Spirit.
Okay, Eric, is that volume okay? If you could talk up a little bit, be great.
Absolutely.
That would be great. Well, I have to tell you, every time I go into your spiritual center, it's not a book... it's a bookstore, but it's more than a bookstore, because every time I've walked into your place, my vibrations go way up, and I feel so happy and so good. It's much better than a six-pack of beer, believe me. That's a joke, but... I love your energy, and I love your energy of your spiritual center there. Could you tell my listeners a little bit about your place?
Okay. Thank you for having me on, Ted. I appreciate it.
Sure.
We are a metaphysical shop here in Tacoma, Washington. So we have, what that means, we have like crystals and stones and herbs and stuff, and we're just kind of like a good feel store. So when you're feeling down, come on in. Even if you don't buy anything, which we would appreciate, the energy in the store is amazing, and we appreciate people coming in and bringing in their own energy and just hanging out and feeling good.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, they have, I think it's the best bookstore, spiritual center in Washington, certainly. And if you
Thank
are
you.
In the area, stop by. It's very easy to find. You're just down the street from the Tacoma Mall on 38th. And thank you for letting me come. I'll be at your psychic fair tomorrow. On Saturday from 11 a.m. to about 7 p.m., and then on Sunday again from noon to 5 p.m., and stop by. We also have lots of other wonderful psychics down there as well, and going into your spiritual center, Deborah, is like a breath of fresh air, so I invite everyone to come there, and please support them. They're wonderful, wonderful people.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ted, for having me on. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right, my friend. You take
care. Stay blessed. See you tomorrow.
All right. Great.
Bye-bye.
Great. I now have my friend, good friend, Judy Callie, who will be coming on now. I consider Judy one of America's best psychics. I've had her on my show, of course, before, and I want to have a segment with her now, a short segment, and then we'll be bringing in my good friend Peter Roth from New York City in just a minute. Judy, hi. Happy New Year to you.
Hi. Happy New Year to you, Ted.
It's so good to talk to you. You know, when you're on the air, the light, all this beautiful angelic light just came into the studio just now, and
well, of course it did. We have the best listeners on the planet.
well, your angels are here, and I've told my radio station before that if they wanted to save electricity, they could simply hire you to be on their radio programs more often, and that would also bring in all this angelic light, and they wouldn't need all the lights they do. But here we are. So it's been raining all day, and now the sun's trying to break through. We see blue sky in Seattle here in the wintertime, which is a rarity. But you brought all the sunshine, and thank you so much for coming on today, Judy.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it.
Fun, and all that rain is nurturing the earth so beautifully.
It is.
So if everybody could just bless the rain and bless the earth, because the rain knows where to go where it's needed.
Ah, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, you're in touch with I don't know how many great spirits, many, and
quite a few.
You're in quite a few. But you know, your friends and your angel friends are my friends, and my people know your people, and your people know my people. So what I'd like to do is have you bring in President Kennedy for any thoughts for the new year.
Well, first of all, Tutankhamun is here. So I'd like to honor Tutankhamun.
Okay,
and,
great.
And whatever it is he has to share, because he's standing here.
Okay.
He looks so handsome.
Okay.
And he's winking at me. So here we go.
Okay. Thank you.
Blessed one, On this day of this new year, you have an opportunity to wipe the slate clean. You have an opportunity to wash your heart clear. And you have an opportunity to cleanse your body fully just by joy. If you take time to make a joy list at the end of the day and just notice, just in your everyday life, what are the things that tickle you? What are the things that absolutely bring a chuckle to your heart? What are the things that allow you to be illumined in the space you're in, and you have a moment where the whole world feels wonderful in your heart? Make note of those things for a week or two at the end of the day, and your perspective on your life will start shifting to looking for the joys in life and not for the things that you think need to be fixed or need to be altered or need to be changed. Everything is in divine order, regardless of how it appears. And I come from the heart of the world through an experience in Egypt that many of you recognize the name Tutankhamun. But truthfully, I am you and you are me. We come from the same seed of love, and we are created from the same seed of love. And in this moment, I ask you to remember that. And no matter who you see in your daily walks of life, give yourself permission to see that they are you and you are them. Mm. And then the bitterness will leave, and the idea of separateness will leave, and the idea of others will leave. And you will realize that we are one heart in one planet, in one universe, in one all and everything. Please feel free to call on me, and I will be happy to give you a holiday hug. And I will be delighted to stand next to you and help you remember for the next week or two the joys in your life, if you choose to jot down your joys. And I will help bring those things to the forefront of your mind so that you will remember. And it becomes a delicious experience when you notice the things that raise your endorphins and you notice the things that give your heart a hug. It is the greatest gift you can give yourself. Make that your New Year's resolution, to look for the joy in life and celebrate it.
Wow, I would, if it's all right, I'd love a hug from you, Tutankhamun.
Right now, he's hugging everybody that's on the line, every single being.
Oh, how beautiful. How beautiful. Mm-hmm. How beautiful.
He is. Even Eric's getting one.
Well, he likes that. His face is just blushing now, so I think it's having an effect.
Yeah, he just gave him two hugs because he's behind the scenes doing the work.
Well, that's great. That's great.
Okay, now, John Kennedy is here.
Oh,
President
good.
John Kennedy. Here we go. May the world seem like your oyster. And may you know that you're the pearl in that oyster.
Wow.
And then just like the grains of sand that take that one small irritation that the oyster has, and it secretes that beautiful, luminous, pearlized substance that creates a pearl, you are too, starting as a seed who thinks there is something that is not right with you. And then the love hugs and circles you with more love and more love and more love and more love, until you finally come to the place that you shine and glow and realize that you are a pearl of life, and you are a pearl of wisdom, and you are a pearl of truth, and a pearl of of joy and a pearl of peace. And allow yourself to realize that everything that you've been through, sometimes you feel like you're in a dryer. You have a washer and a dryer, and you're in the dryer, and you feel like life is tumbling you around.
Mm-hmm.
But what you may not recognize is you're being repositioned for an entirely new path and an entirely new adventure. And sometimes things need to be scrambled to take you out of the path of your present thought, your present trajectory, your present ideas and beliefs and assumptions, and kind of give you a swirl and a twirl to kind of stand up and look at everything with new eyes and a new heart. So you just remember when you're going through those times that you think you're tumbling inside of a dryer, you remember that you're really just being positioned to open new doors and windows of opportunity because you've outgrown the space you were in before. And you're now ready to step more fully into a brand new direction. And trust in the higher power. Trust in your divinity. Trust in whatever you call your God. And know that all is truly, as my brother Tutankhamun said, everything truly is in divine order.
Wow.
And just know that out of the millions and millions of choices that you have every day, there's a loving hand that you are sitting in of creation that is gently allowing you to be stepped and put down and given a soft landing so that you may get up and look around and see a brand new you. And truly, isn't that what a new year is all about?
Absolutely.
You seeing you as a new you. So I'm President John Kennedy, and I want you to know that in my heart, you are and always have been my family.
Thank you so much, President Kennedy. What a gift you are to the world for that beautiful message. I want you to, if you could keep Judy on, Eric, I want to bring on Peter Roth now from New York City and introduce you to. Peter, are you there?
Hello, yes.
Oh, hi, Peter. So good to talk
to
you. Peter, I want you to meet a friend of mine named Judy Kelly. She's from the Los Angeles
area. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Judy.
Hi.
So nice to meet you.
And where's Peter?
I'm in New York City.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, she's...
Oh.
So it's kind of chilly there right now, but
yeah.
We want
more than that. It's cold.
That's what I said. It's cold.
So we especially want to send lots of love and light to my dear friend Peter. He's another fantastic psychic. Judy, if you don't mind, if I could ask you to see who else comes on for the new year, and then we'll go right to Peter.
Okay. Actually, it's a message from the sun.
From the sun? Okay.
Yes, here we go.
All right.
In my heart, I carry from the universe and beyond the wisdom and knowledge of all of everything. And I am taking this moment to offer me into each of your hearts, so that you will see through the light of who you are, the truth. It is a joy to be here in this wondrous experience of being what you call a sun and being able to shine the beauty of who I am continuously brings me tremendous joy. And knowing all life that I'm helping to feed is a purpose beyond my wildest dreams. So I'm very grateful to be your son. And I'm very grateful to be able to offer you my heart to light up your heart. And may you feel yourself as a sun of your particular world. And know that you are shining and glowing and making a difference in ways you cannot even imagine. But I stand here as an example for you to recognize that you are like me. You are your own sun, and you are influencing all of life, not only all over the planet, but all over the universe and beyond. Glow.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sun, for that beautiful message. I've never talked to the Sun before, Peter and Judy, but heard it, got a message from the Sun, but that's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
I've only had the Sun come in once or twice so it's quite wonderful when it does.
Wow. Beautiful. Wow. That's great. That's great. Judy, you're welcome to stay on if you like. I'm going to be bringing in Peter now, and because you might give some messages when Peter's talking, it might be kind of fun. It's up to you, my dear friend.
I appreciate that, and I will just allow. But Peter, it was a delight to meet you, and I hope the sun in your heart helps warm you on these cold times in New York.
Well, I think there are a lot of warm hearts here.
Yeah.
We're doing our best.
Yeah. Well, Peter Roth is the founder and director of the Heart River Center. And Judy, thank you so much for coming on today. And again, you're welcome.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste, my friend. You're also welcome to stay on. He's helped people for more than 20 years using his clairsentient, clairaudient, and intuitive skills. He works as a counselor, a medical intuitive, to help people understand the true nature of their problems and offer solutions. Peter, I really like Peter. He's one of the best psychics also that I know of. And he's the founder and director of what's called the Heart River Center for Intuitive Healing in New York City. And what a beautiful name for his center, because that's what he does. He does healing for people. And Peter, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. It's really a special treat to have you here.
I'm glad to be back because it's wonderful to be appreciated. And I appreciate you so much for the work you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you, Peter. Well, no, you're a bright light, and I'm so glad that you could come on today. Let's have you on more often. I think you were on back in 16, as I recall, July of 16. So that's too long. That's too long.
Good.
Yeah. I'd love to have you on. Now, you have a weekly radio show called Energy Stew at progressiveradionetwork.com. And then also, too, you have a new healing modality called True Life Circles. And you use the power of one's birth date, which is this, you call it the spiritual address in the universe. That's fantastic. You've been written up in many magazines. Also, what is your website so people could look that up if they'd like more information?
It's Heart River, H-E-A-R-T, river.org.
Okay.
And we have weekly classes, online classes, so mm-hmm. people from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Although often we have people wanting to join the classes from Europe, but it's one that they'll have to be on from 1 or 2 to 3 or 4 in the morning to be part of the class.
Oh my goodness!
Because it's 7 to 9 p.m. New York time.
Oh wow!
So that works for a lot of people in this country.
That's good. That's good. I was in New Mexico at the Santa Fe Indian Native American Market back in, I believe it was early November, Peter, and they had these beautiful, I'm actually wearing one, these beautiful copper wristbands, and one of them that I got there for very little, about $10, had hearts and rivers on it, and I think I'm getting the message. I've got the address of the artist and the contact information. I should get a hold of him, and I'll get you one for a late Christmas present. Would you like that?
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Okay. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I just got that message. And anyway, it's a little late.
You got my holiday card, and if you saw, we're all flying.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I did see your holiday card. You were all flying.
We're all up in the air, flying on birds.
Wow. That's
whole
beautiful.
Family.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, you know, I wanted to ask you, you do such wonderful work, Peter, to help people. Now, you use a person's birth date. How does that work exactly?
Well, a number of ways. first I work with the human design system, mm-hmm. which is using the birth date, time, and place mm-hmm. to establish the planets in the sky, but rather than using astrology, the sky is not surrounded by signs and houses as it is in astrology. It's surrounded by the hexagrams of the Chinese I Ching, and it also uses chakras to really understand the mechanics of people's personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very profound, very articulate. My wife, who's an astrologer, says that human design is astrology on steroids.
Oh, wow.
It has a lot to say. And there's mm-hmm. a lot that I can tell you, because I've looked, two things I've looked at to prepare mm-hmm. for the show,
mm-hmm.
is one is about what this year is going to be like for you,
oh, okay.
starting from your birthday,
mm-hmm.
which was in the fall, and how it's going to continue through the next fall. And then also what, I also pulled up a human design chart of 2018 for, for the planet, and it's quite profound and has a lot to say about what this year is going to be like.
Oh, my goodness. Wonderful.
I do this every year, and it's always amazing how it's all known
mm-hmm.
in the universe. Mm-hmm. Everything mm-hmm. is patterns. We live in patterns.
Wow.
Life is all about, we're all structured in the patterns of our personalities that we're born into.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there's conditioning in our lives,
sure.
we have patterns that are the way that conditioning affects us. That's why you can have a family that you can have five children, and you could even have abusive parents, and some children will end up okay, and other children will be wrecked by it.
Sure.
And so we all are born into different strengths and weaknesses.
Right.
And our souls have actually chosen this, and I do a lot of work with people about their shadows, the patterns of shadows that we're born into that persist throughout our lives, and we're always trying to conquer these shadows to shine so much light on them that they disappear.
Right.
The problem is that we can't shine enough light, so the best thing is to keep dancing with our light and with our shadows and make a life of it, which is what our soul purpose is,
mm-hmm.
is to work our way through our shadows to build as much light as we can to enhance our soul journey. And I think that's the whole purpose of life, is to build light through hardship. And everybody's got different sorts of hardship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how our soul grows. And that's why we come here. Is otherwise, it's too crazy of a place. We could find much nicer planets to land on.
yeah, that's, I agree with you 1,000%. I've been told, Peter, by my galactic friends off-planet, benevolent ones, that this Earth is the hardest planet in the universe to affect any kind of positive change.
Well, I think that they're saying that to us to make us feel relief that, oh, thank God I know why it's so bad here. There might be a few others, but they might as well tell us we have the hardest job.
Okay. That makes sense. Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. But then again, this is all that counts, is where we are right now, because we're doing, let's call it God's work here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's so much to do. And now more than ever, I can't say, I mean, I don't want to sound like Trump. To make it sound so universal.
Right.
It's, but it feels like more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly more than in recent times.
Right.
And so this is going to be a year of tremendous change, tremendous opportunity. And I've looked at this year ahead through human design, and it's amazing what it has to offer us in understanding what this road is going to be like.
Oh, yeah.
And even, I can get into what your year is about, too.
Okay, that would be fascinating. I would really appreciate that. Thank you,
Peter.
Well,
let me start with you, okay?
Okay.
Because you're going to be more of a realist this year and
mm-hmm.
have and be expressing more opinions than ever.
Okay.
And And that will be very attractive to others.
Mm-hmm.
So doing that is good for you because people will appreciate your opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And your opinions are a lot about rejecting failed principles.
Mm-hmm.
Using unique knowing. This is all spelled out in this year for you. I'm not just making this up, these words. I'm reading from the way the planets are revealing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeking harmony, and you're a zealot for change. And by that, I mean a zealot. You know, you really want to see things change.
Yeah.
And your intuition is even going to become sharper this year.
Oh, how nice. Wonderful.
And there's always room for growth.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
And so you'll amaze yourself even more than you have in the past. And you'll have a great desire to nurture people this year. And there'll be a lot of what's called covert interaction. That just means that you work with, you know, inner truth, inner discoveries, people who work on those, let's call them inner-outer planes. And you're very attracted to that.
And
of course you are. That's who you are.
Thank you.
But I also want to tell you that your card for this year, based on from your birthday, is the Jack of Hearts.
Okay.
And, you know, that's really going to be an amazing card because it's going to be that you put your heart first. And the Jack, I have a Jack of Spades that I'm born to, so I know about Jack. We're the Jack in the box. We're always surprising people with new ideas, new revelations, new interests. And yours is going to be through the heart. So you're going to really be expressing your heart in new and different ways, but in ways that are bigger than you. In other words, they're more for the universe, for the planet, for humanity, for all of sentient life.
Beautiful.
And that will drive you in ways that push you beyond your own needs, even. It's almost like living in sacrifice for the greater good. And so that's the theme for you with the Jack of Hearts for this year.
I want to thank you so much for saying that, Peter, because when I started this radio program about over four years ago now, I said to myself after I signed up to do this show, I said, what on earth am I doing? So,
bigger than the earth.
Yeah, right. And I said, but I had been approached some months before I started the show by a homeless fellow in a library once, who came up to me out of the blue, Peter, and he said, he called me by name, and I looked at him, of somebody I had met before, I looked at him, and he said, Ted, you need to do a radio show and write a book, at least one book, maybe more. And then I looked around, he'd gone. And then another fellow said the same thing to me about a month later in another library, where is that, like to read. And then he disappeared. And I scratched my head and I said, I think those were angels. And they were giving me a message. So that started me on my radio path, and I've since gone into television. But I know this is a critical time for the planet. I know that things shifted here in September of 2016 for the planet, and the vibrations are getting much higher now. And I know from my conversations with the great spirits that we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us, but we need to also take responsibility for our decisions and make the right decisions so we have a beautiful planet, not only for ourselves, but our children and our children's children, too.
But that's why I want to tell you what human design has to say about 2018.
Okay, great.
Because it really hits the mark. And I want everybody who's listening to really understand that this will all make sense, and you'll think, well, so what's so new about that? But the fact that this is a system that, you know, is driven by the position of the planet and the particular hexagrams of the I Ching that are associated with those positions, that this is not just thought up. This is, you know, you can print this out if you have the software, and it'll tell you exactly what I'm going to say. So it,
okay, sure.
It knows it. It's not even a human who's telling us this. This mm-hmm. is mechanical about how the stars work, how the planets work.
Beautiful.
And how
wow.
the I Ching works.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So the first trait that's really important for this year is called burnout. That we're going to be on burnout to try to make things work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we're driven. And I think so many people right now are on burnout about how crazy everything is.
Sure.
And we'll be on burnout about change.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be humanitarian driven.
Hmm.
So we're going to be, you know, seeking better choices.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting, you know, all to help people on a collective basis,
mm-hmm.
not on a tribal basis.
Mm-hmm.
One of the problems that this country has right now is that it's run by very tribal people who are into win-lose.
Oh, right.
We can only win if other people lose.
Right.
And a lot of us don't like that. We want to win-win. We want everybody to win as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, care for everybody. And that's humanitarian. So
mm-hmm.
it will be much, much more collectively driven mm. rather than tribally driven. And we're going to be trying to create consensus, looking to find as much mutuality as possible
mm-hmm.
to make changes with. You know, not just a few voices in the wilderness, but to try to get as many people on board as possible.
Beautiful.
There will be some intolerance of people who are stuck and not interested in change or
mm-hmm.
trying to pull us back in time.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just be, you know, constantly building desire for change. And there'll be, well, popular discontent. So in other words, we're not going to be happy unless it changes,
mm-hmm.
unless we see changes happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense.
Right.
And to do that, we're going to find as many alliances as possible, as much mutual support as we can.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a lot of desire to manipulate. People are going to want to manipulate others as much as possible, figure out, you know, how to make things work through manipulation
mm-hmm.
and restructuring, trying to rebuild in many new ways. And that's what we need. We need to restructure
sure.
our
mm-hmm.
society to
mm-hmm.
work better.
Right.
It hasn't worked well enough.
Right.
But one of the problems is that people will be complaining about there's just too many experts, too many opinions.
Right. Right.
You know, so it'll be confusing because we'll be hearing from so many people who have what they feel is the right idea.
Mm-hmm.
But this year we'll have some good fortune in it. So I think we're going to see some serendipity, some things happening, unexpected things that
uh-huh.
will be in our favor, although a lot of people are right now fairly pessimistic. But I don't think that that we should feel that way because,
right.
you know, this is the universe at work, and it's all really in the long run for the good. We're going through this period right now for the greater good.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so we want to see things happening that reassure us that we're moving toward the good.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to have patience to make it all work and patience to see the changes and to feel that we're making progress. But one of the things that's interesting, one of the traits that comes up,
mm-hmm.
and it makes sense, is shaking hands with the devil. So that means in order to create consensus and alliance, we might have to include people who we might not have trusted in the past.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. we might feel that there's no hope, and that, you know, we're shaking hands with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
But it might just be that we don't understand that there are enough people who can change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, because consciousness is growing,
right.
It's expanding, and more people are waking up who haven't awoken before.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, to say that we're shaking hands with the devil might just mean that we're getting ahead of who these people might really be, and they might end up being good people. They just need to be brought in ways that they wake up and know how to make the right choices. Does that make sense to you?
That makes total sense. And it's funny, when you talked about we might need to include people who we don't trust, I thought that also might be applicable to governments, too, especially with the North Korean situation. Do the principles as well apply to larger...
What I'm getting intuitively about that, basically, is that it's all blown out of proportion.
Sure. Okay.
North Korea doesn't want to destroy itself. And so it won't. It won't do things that will just create nuclear holocaust for the whole country, that whole country, and good part of the world. This is all politics. It's all, you know, making us worry and, and you know, it's a lot of ego involved. And so, you know, North Korea eventually, you know, will destroy itself, really, by time.
Right.
And, you know, and hardship. And, you know, it keeps on putting all of its marbles into looking good, but it's not good. And eventually it will, you know, suffocate itself.
Right, right.
And so I think, you know, unfortunately, it is a dark place, and and it will eventually be given light because we're in a time of awakening consciousness.
I think one of the most important things you just said, Peter, was that people have to remain positive and optimistic for the future because we do have some good things ahead of us.
Right. And so another trait for this year is that we'll want to be more nurturing of opportunity, of, you know, of being patient and nurturing at the same time, letting light fall on places that need the light. And to hold composure. This is also within years. To hold composure while we're being patient. And that's helpful. And also developing fruitful relationships. And so we're going to, the planet, this is all about how the planet is going to be conscious this year, is to want to create more fruitful relationships.
Beautiful.
And also they have a trait that you have, or we all have that trait for this year, is covert interaction. In other words, you know, what are the mysteries that we need to dive into to understand things
sure.
better? And the Chiron, actually, the wounded healer, is having the endurance for change. So we're healing that so we can keep on persevering. So it's quite a story that this had to say that made sense.
Yeah.
And it's good to hear it. It's reinforcing for us. You know, so you know, my sense is that these patterns are all correct. And the more we can own them and live them without complaining, without feeling victims, you know, being strong and getting the job done, being carriers of light and love and nurturing and support, that light wins.
That's
in
true.
The end. Right?
That's right. It will. And the light, white light, is always stronger than the dark. You have to remember that.
Right. It's just that it dances with the dark. Beat it. But the dance sometimes can be difficult. We can't just, you know, shine our light on it and say, oh, okay, I'm shining my light. Big deal.
Yeah.
It's
sure.
we can't just do that. We have to actually understand the shadow and beat it at its own game. And that's by using the light, but by also appreciating the dance. Because the dance is how we grow, how we nurture ourselves, how we're educated, how we become enlightened, is through finding our light by overcoming these shadows, because we get to know them so well that they lose their strength. You know, and also blessing them and understanding that they're there for us to find our light even better. So we're in exciting times.
Wow. It's true. And I think people have to remember too, Peter, that we all chose to be here at this particular time in history to both witness and also be a part of it.
And for everything, you know, everybody, so many people I hear from complaining about it, and it's like, yeah, okay, but that's also what you're here for. And
that's
if
true.
You can own that, you know, then you're shining light on, you know, on your struggle, and ready to take the next step. You know, I talk to so many people, you know, I counsel people every day about their struggles, and so many people get to the end of their rope, and it's like, oh my God, there's nothing left but ruin. And
really?
I go, no, I bet you take the next step.
Right.
And the next step will bring you to the next and the next and the next, and all of a sudden you'll have forgotten about this ruin thing and be back in your light again.
Right.
And I've been doing this with thousands of people over the years. So many people have reached the end of their rope, and it's not. It's just an illusion.
That's true.
But they don't know. So it's good to have help. It's good to, you know, be reminded. It's good for somebody to help them understand and be felt and be heard. And very often, people just need to complain a lot, and then they feel better.
Yeah, that's true.
Ready to go on.
That's true. And one of the things too that helps me and my I got a message from a pet psychic from my cat last year about this. She said, from my cat Fluffy, he gave me a message. He said, Ted, you need to spend at least 30 to 40 minutes in nature once a week, preferably more than that. And that can be even driving through nature, walking in a city park, walking along a beach. Now I know if it's like 30 below zero in New York City, it's hard to do that there.
That's nature too.
That's nature too. Right. That's true. That's nature too.
I love it. I you know, get out there and it's invigorating.
Oh yeah.
And you know, it's like I feel lucky that I have a chance to have diverse experiences with nature, in nature, in life.
Yeah.
Being challenged in so many different ways all the time. Because I'm a runner, and I'll go out and run in the harshest conditions.
Oh, really? Wow.
Right, and I always have. And and why? Because those are the runs I remember the most. The rest of them just blend in together and are long forgotten.
Oh, wow.
I've, you know, great stories to tell about adverse running that I love. And, you know, it's wonderful to carry those memories. The rest of it, I long forgotten.
Well, I love to swim, and the places where I've swam where it's a sunny day, but it may be, the water may be about 40 degrees, 35 degrees Fahrenheit.
God.
That's cold. I've gone into water like that, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
And I do remember those swims, and I also remember I have people I know in Finland, and there, Peter, what they'll do is they'll swim year-round, and even in the darkest days of January, because they don't get a lot of sun in January in Finland, they'll dig a hole in the ice, they'll go in, and they'll come out, and I'm amazed. And so I think of them, and I think, yeah, this is a piece of cake.
Right, but there's actually a physiology to it that a lot of people don't understand, that our bodies are capable of acclimating to the cold if you push them to do that.
True.
You have to get to that place where you are submerged in icy water for a period of time, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
all of a sudden your brain clicks in and says, let's warm this body up. And after that, you can keep doing it, and you don't feel it the same way.
Sure.
And the rest of us can't understand that because we haven't acclimated like that.
Right. That's true. That's true.
Yeah. There's a guy in my neighborhood who walks dogs.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was 9 degrees this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was out walking dogs, not just scurrying from door to door, but walking dogs in a T-shirt and shorts.
Okay, because he felt it was warm enough for him. Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've said that to him, you know, how come you can do this? And he said, feels good to me. And he said, I'm from up north. I was brought up way up north in northern latitudes. And so my body is very comfortable this way.
Wow, amazing.
And one time I was with a guy, it was 10 degrees, and he wasn't wearing a jacket. And I said, how can you do this? And he said, feel my hands. He didn't even have gloves on.
Oh, wow.
And I felt his hands, and they were very warm.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, you know, their bodies can do that.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
So, but that says something about life, too, about how we can all adapt and change and carry on and buck up.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest lessons I was taught was by some people from Middle Earth who I came across during a shamanic journey. And I asked them, I said, so how do you deal with struggle? You know, what's the best way to deal with struggle? And this woman walked up to me, a big, tall woman wearing a white gown, a real Amazonian woman.
Oh, wow.
But very queenly looking. And she walked up to me and gave me a chest bump, and she said,
oh, wow.
Buck up.
Oh, how funny.
And that was her advice. And I was so grateful for it. And so it's really about taking the next step.
Wow. Wow. We've got about 3 minutes left, and we started late today with your interview, so I'm going to hold you over, if you don't mind, Peter, and give you a few minutes at the beginning of the next hour. But I wanted to let you know of that I wanted to give you the rest of the time now to say whatever you like, and maybe some goodwill, New Year's wishes for my listeners.
Okay, I'm just bringing in information. The first thing that people should hear is that I'm hearing that we should love ourselves as much as possible.
Okay.
Because the more that we love ourselves, the more light we hold.
Mm-hmm.
And the more light we hold, the more we can manage.
Beautiful.
And so we need to ground ourselves in love and self-love and absorb the love of others to acknowledge and appreciate and be grateful for love expressed to us. How people admire us, or you know, for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody can be admired for all kinds of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And but we don't often, we're caught in our own egos and don't listen to how wonderful we are.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, and you're very good at complimenting, Ted. I really appreciate how you. You know, talk about your guests.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Peter. I always like to accentuate the positive, you know.
Right.
One of the things I remember when I was going to school as an undergrad at the University of California, Berkeley, I had a philosophy class once where we had a kind of a debate about whether the true nature of humanity was to be positive or negative. And I always took the positive side, and I have ever since then, actually. And I think that's true with what you were saying too, from your human design analysis. That when you reach out to people, you have to reach out to them, even if you've had conflicts with them, on the positive side of their personality, because everyone has a spark of the Supreme Being or God within them, and that positiveness is actually, I think, in everyone.
Yes, but everyone is doing the best they can with how they're designed.
Right.
And so there are a lot of people who are designed to struggle.
Sure.
To not see the light. And yet,
Peter, Peter,
that also grows the light in their soul.
Sure. Peter, we've run out of time during this hour. Please stay on. We'll be having, if you don't mind holding over for a few minutes, and then we'll wrap up your beautiful interview, and then we'll go on to James McMath next hour. Carolyn White, Michiko Hayashi coming in from Tokyo, and several other psychics as well for our next hour. Please stay tuned, friends.